In local sports, only one goal in two games. Radio K-Man's April Cummings brings us the latest from the K-Man Men's Premier League.
There were two matches in the CPL Wednesday night, the game pitting Tigers against Boden Town, and it ended in a one-all draw. Five yellow cards were handed out by the refs on the night, two to BT and three to Tigers. Up next, it was Academy versus Elite, and Jaden Downey managed to be the only player to find the back of the net Wednesday, securing the win for Elite with a goal in the 83rd minute. Four yellows, two for each team, were called. Elite's Anfree Wright was hit with a red card as well. Standings after Week 10 in the CPL show a three-way tie between 3-4-5, Elite, and Academy, which each have 28 points. Tigers is chasing their heels, though, with 27. Elite's Christopher Reeves is the league's top scorer with 14 so far. April Cummings, Radio K-Man Sports.
In games this weekend, 3-4-5 will face off against Roma Sunday at 5 p.m. at Ed Busch Stadium. This will be followed by a 7 p.m. match between Elite and Future. The women play on Sunday as well, with Fusion taking on Academy at Timothy McField at 7 p.m. and at Scholars v Sunset at the Center for Excellence.
K-Man, like the rest of the world, have a lot of individuals that are struggling with substance abuse.
One of the most anticipated community fundraisers in West Bay is coming up soon, and folks can expect football fun, food, and a safe space to talk about recovery. Get ready, K-Man, for Clash of Legends 2025.
We have been participating in doing this to raise funds and bring awareness to substance abuse in this community for the last 7 years. This has been an ongoing and one of the major fundraisers for the Hope for Today Foundation. The great thing about it is what we try to do is to bring about some positive change, and we continue to use sports as the vehicle as we continue to press on to assist those in our community that are struggling with substance abuse.
Hope for Today's Brent Hides tells Radio K-Man this event carries a level of nostalgia that the community eats up.
I think the old footballers that the community enjoyed watching back in the 80s and the 90s.
Yes.
When the community hears of people like me, Mark Campbell, Sergeant Montague, Daniel Greaves, Stoker, Antonio Smith, Coach Greg, and they hear these names that are going to be showing up at Ed Busch Stadium on May 19th. It's amazing, the turnout.
While it's a full day of events, the highlight is the two football matches scheduled that evening. Mark Campbell is with longtime Clash of Legends partner, the Cayman Islands Football Association.
And the first game would be played on May the 19th is Latinos versus England. And the second game is Cayman versus Jamaica at 7 o'clock.
But Mr. Hides is hoping you'll decide to make a day of it with your whole family.
So what we do is we provide food. We provide bunks and castles. We have egg and spoon race, sack races. So we have a variety of games for the children and the family as a whole. We highlight it as a family fun affair where we get out and we socialize. We talk about recovery. We talk about what K-Man used to be like back in the days, how we could all get together and just enjoy simple fun. And Clash of the Legends brings that out in people.
It's all happening on May 19th at the Ed Busch Stadium. Quick reminder, the John Gray High School 5K walk run is taking place on Sunday at 6 a.m. That event starts at the school bus park. And CAGTV's LaVita Thompson takes us out of tonight's sports with some youth cricket news.
The 2025 inter-primary school cricket rallies are coming to the Annex Field in Georgetown this month. The girls' rally takes place Tuesday, May 27, with the boys' rally following on Wednesday, May 28. Opening ceremonies begin at 9 a.m. with first ball at 9:30 a.m. These fast-paced six-a-side, six-over games will feature talented young cricketers from 16 primary schools across the islands, organized by the Department of Sports and Department of Education Services. We encourage you to come out and support our young athletes. For more information, contact Kerry Jones at kjones@kman.edu.ky.
That's your latest sports. I'm Carsley Fuller.